Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 16th week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Our scripture lesson is Isaiah chapter 54, verses 7 through 8. For a brief moment I forsook you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. The poor widow in this week's Gospel from Luke 7, 11 through 17, is so closely beset by very great sorrow and fear that she thinks that God, heaven, earth, and everything is opposed to her. Because she looks at it from this viewpoint of the flesh, and as it appears outwardly before her eyes, she must come to the conclusion that it is impossible for her to be released from such anxiety and fear. But when her son was awakened from death, it seems just as if heaven and earth, wood and stone, were laughing with her and that everything was rejoicing with her. She forgot all her pain and sorrow. It disappeared, just like a little spark of fire is extinguished when it falls into the middle of the sea. Isaiah speaks of a brief moment. Sometimes I do not see it that way, and the brief moment seems an eternity. But in reality, it is only a brief moment, and it is followed by much joy, as the psalmist also reminds us, saying in Psalm 8:5, "Thou hast made him little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor." But that can still be hidden for us, and like the widow here in the gospel, we do not see it. This deceased son is in the midst of life, for God has him in his bosom, and it was God's intention to awaken him from death. There is a little spark of death there, which proved itself his undoing for a brief moment. Of course, none of the people present saw it that way. But when he was restored to life again, that which was previously hidden before all the world became manifest. Let us pray. Your ultimate purposes, O God, are sometimes hidden from us, but we are assured that you are always concerned for our good. So direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that whatever befalls us, we are nevertheless convinced that all things must work for our good, in and through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.